So it's a Pirkei Mishnah, Dalet 5-4, another drasha uvova yom darash Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva made on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. Here our topic, again, nothing to do with Sota, it's got to do with the Shir Shel Yam. The Pasuk says, Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael es Ashira hazos l'Hashem. Then Moshe and the Jewish people sang this song to Hashem. V'yomru le'mor, and they said to say. So the question is, what in the world is that extra le'mor coming to add? She'ein tamud lomor le'mor. There'd be no reason to say le'mor. What is that coming to add here? Normally when the Pasuk says, for example, it says, Vayadabra Hashem al Moshe le'mor, that means Moshe is being told le'mor to say the following over to the Jewish people. So here it's like Hashem is telling Moshe somehow, or the people are being told to say something. So what's that talking about? So the Mishnah says, "Shein tamud lomor le'mor." There's no reason to include the le'mor unless he's talking about saying other people to say things. "Ma tamud lomor le'mor." Then what is the verse telling people to be saying? "Malamed." It teaches you, says Rabbi Akiva, that that Moshe was the one who said that, who was the one who did the saying of the shir. They didn't know the words, but then Shayu Yisrael onen achrav. Shall Moshe, I'll call davar v'davar. After Moshe said, like each, like I'll call it phrase of the Shir Shel Yam, the people would answer after him. And what would they say? They would say to him, Ashira l'Hashem, I shall sing to Hashem. Because the pasuk reads, the next words after le'mor is Ashira l'Hashem. So Moshe was telling them, you guys should say Ashira l'Hashem, as I'm going through the song and singing it for all of you, so to speak. They'd know the words, Moshe knew the words, but they at least could have the refrain of Ashira l'Hashem. And that is Kekoren Es HaHalel, the same way or similar to the way that in a Beis Knesses they would recite the Halel. Back in the day of the Tanaim when they didn't have Siddurim and people didn't know the words of Halel themselves, how did it work? The Shliach Tzibur went through the Halel, and at each juncture, like I'll call it each phrase, they would say Halleluka, and saying that word Hallelujah that one time after each like phrase, so that they're sort of participating as well. So the same way there was this refrain of Halleluka in the recitation of Halel, that is the same kind of way that they would do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, was like a Shliach Tzibur, saying the words of the Shir Shel Yam, and they would repeat again and again. Interesting, the Rambam says that they would say the word Halleluka a total of 123 times in the recitation of Hallel. That's his count, which is the same as the number of years of Aaron HaKohen's life. Okay, so that's Rabbi Akiva Shita of to explain what the word Le'mor is doing. Lekach Ne'mar Le'mor, and that's the reason why it said Le'mor, because they should say Ashira L'Hashem. Reb Nechemia disagrees, and he says that's not how it worked. Rather, it was Kekorn Es Shema. They said it, the Shir Shel Yam, the same way people say Shema with Shliach Tzibur in the shuls, meaning that the Shliach Tzibur sort of acted as a call, like the conductor. He tells them when to start, where we're up to, but the actual people said every word themselves also. Moshe Rabbeinu, similarly, he kept pace of it like a conductor, saying when we're starting the next stanza of the Shir Shel Yam, but then everyone said all the words. If you'll ask how in the world did everyone know all the words of the song, the answer is there was some kind of Ruach HaKodesh they knew what to say. Now, so that's the second shot, and that's the Rabbi Nechemia's approach. But then the Mishnah ends up by saying Velo Kekoren Es HaHalel, not like the way they say Halel. It's like how you say Shema. Now, that's fine, but since the Mishnah is concise and it wouldn't normally repeat itself, it should be sufficient without those last four words, meaning Rabbi Akiva says it was like they say Hallel, just with the refrain of Ashir L'Hashem, and Rabbi Nechemia says, no, it's like they say Shema, and everyone said every word. What's these last four words, Veloka Koran as a Hallel, coming to add that we didn't know before? So the answer is that there's actually a Braisa which has three opinions, and the third opinion, this is coming to say not like that, the third opinion was that Moshe Rabbeinu said a verse, and then everyone repeated it. So they didn't know what to say. He told them what to say, but they repeated it kind of responsively. And in an event that in the shul, that in the time of the Tanaim here, the Mishnah, where a person who was leading couldn't be mo to the people and fulfill their obligation through like Shomea Kaona, they could hear his words as if they said it, kind of like how we do Kiddush today or something. One person says it for everybody. So let's say, for example, you had a minor. 12-year-old kid was the one who was leading the Hallel, so he can't be motzi everybody. So therefore, they can't just say Haluka at each step along the way as he's starting Hallel, because they won't be yotzi, because he can't be motzi them. Therefore, in such a scenario, he would be telling them what to say, and they would repeat after him. So here, that was a different way that Hallel could be read sometimes. So the point here is Reb Nechemiah says, no, it wasn't said responsibly where Moshe Rabbeinu said, repeat after me, and then said one verse, they said one verse. No. Rather, they all said it together. According to Reb Nechemiah, Moshe Rabbeinu just was acting like the conductor to tell him when to start each stanza as they went along.